Hello and welcome to the Village Celebration, everyone. I'm Vicki Newton. So glad you're with us today. We have a history lesson today. Fort Pillow. Does it ring a bell? What about the Fort Pillow Massacre? Hundreds of lives lost during this battle or massacre, as many call it, during the Civil War. Ronald Hurd from the Memphis area where this occurred is an expert on the subject, and he's joining us now with more. Thank you for being with us, Mr. Hurd. What happened at Fort Pillow?
Well, basically, Fort Pillow was a massacre. It was known as the Battle of Fort Pillow. It happened during the American Civil War, April 12, 1864. It was a place called Fort Pillow, Tennessee, which is now known as Henning, Tennessee, which is the childhood home of the famous author Alex Haley. So what happened there, you had a Union force of 300 white Union soldiers and 300 U.S. color troops, along with a large number of civilians at this fort. And one day on April 12th, Nathan Bedford Forrest, General Nathan Bedford Forrest of the Confederacy, with a Confederate force of about 1,500 to 3,000-plus Confederate soldiers, attacked the fort. And a lot of controversy happened because people trying to figure out, did the Union soldiers try to surrender or was there no surrender involved? And it went from a battle and it escalated to something much worse, into a slaughter. So you had basically almost 300 U.S. colored troops along with black women and children who were massacred and slaughtered, according to some primary sources, including Abraham Lincoln, who led a congressional inquiry into what happened.
So there was a lot of outrage, shall we say, over this incident. President Lincoln called for an inquiry. And then there were all the lives that were lost, the troops, the colored troops, as they were called then, and the women and children who had attached themselves to these Union soldiers or this Union regiment, thinking they would be safe.
Exactly. Because, you know, like they called us contraband, right? But we still was considered not human beings, but three-fifths people, according to the Constitution. So we would look upon it as being property. But in that case, when we would follow the Union Army, was considered contraband.
Mm. General Nathan Bedford Forrest, a prominent man from Memphis. Tell us more about him.
Well, Nathan Bedford Forrest was a very wealthy man. He made his fortune through the selling and exploitation of black people. He ran one of the largest slave markets in Memphis, Tennessee, which is now known as, it was on Adams Street. And Adams Street is now the home of our juvenile court system in Memphis. And so he made his fortune through that, but also he's considered a military genius by many people because of the things he was able to do as a cavalry leader, you know, being a leader on horseback. So a lot of his strategies are still studied in military academies throughout the world, and they have been adapted to tank maneuvers. So he was a very complex guy. But also, if you look at the fact that he was the leader of this massacre, this has been a part of his legacy as well as being the first Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, the white terrorist organization.
And there was at one point a statue in Memphis in his honor. Tell us what's happened to it.
Well, the statue was taken down back in December of 2017, but the statue was there for about 112 years. Nathan Bedford Forrest died in the 1870s, and in his will, he wanted to be buried with his men in Elmwood Cemetery, Memphis' oldest operating cemetery. But his remains, along with his wife's remains, were removed down to Union Street back in 1904. And the daughters and sons of Confederacy raised money to build an equestrian statue, him on horseback, in Italy. And so they put that on top of their remains back in 1905. So it's been a rallying place for white nationalism and for the legacy of Nathan Bedford Forrest, because every year, the Sunday before his birthday, which is July 13th, you have hundreds or even sometimes thousands of white folks together to pay homage to him in a program which includes Civil War reenactments and all types of things.
Well, we are now paying tribute to the hundreds who lost their lives in that massacre at Fort Pillow that was led by Nathan Bedford Forrest. You and your organization have been involved in honoring them. Tell us what you did.
For the last, I guess, going on two or three years, my organization, the We All Be Group Incorporated, led by my vice president and mom, Sister Callie Hurd, have been doing like a proper like funeral or annual reflame ceremony on the anniversary date of the victims losing their lives to Nathan Bedford Forrest. So every April 12th since 2016, we've been doing like a annual ceremony, which includes riderless horse from the Memphis Police Department, a funeral escort, limousine escort, including descendants of the Fort Pillow massacre victims, 21 gun salute, U.S. color flag, all this stuff, including the U.S. Marine plane taps. So, because they never got a proper burial. They were basically buried in mass graves once they were killed up in Fort Pillow, and their body, or the ones they could find, was moved to the Memphis National Cemetery back in August of 1867. So we actually found the actual cemetery plots of the remains of the victims, which is about 109 cemetery plots. So it's been very fascinating because the first year when we did it was in 2016. We were in the wrong part of the cemetery. Memphis National Cemetery, from my understanding, has the second largest deposit of unknown soldiers in the country, right behind Arlington National Cemetery in D.C., or outside of D.C.
So it was hard to find the graves. And when you did find some, you only found 100-plus when records show that more than 300 colored, as they were called, soldiers were killed, and that didn't include the women and children who lost their lives.
Exactly.
You've placed a plaque now in their honor. What's been the response?
Oh, it's been amazing. We actually did a ceremony today, which is Juneteenth, the actual Juneteenth, Tuesday, June 19th, when the slaves in Texas found out they were freed down in Galveston. It's been amazing, you know, because we put it right in front of the Memphis National Cemetery entrance. So what would normally take years for us to get through the bureaucratic red tape only took us months to do. And like, I had to thank my mom for being so resourceful, because she was the leader and point person on this Fort Pillow massacre, we remember Fort Pillow project.
Well, many thanks to you and your mom for leading this very noble effort to recognize the more than 300 troops and women and children who lost their lives in the massacre at Fort Pillow in 1864. Ronald Hurd joining us from Memphis.
Many blessings to you, Sister Newton, and keep on producing and pushing.
Thank you so much. You're listening to The Village Celebration.